Thank you. What I knew is that I had an appointment here. Personally, for my life, there was an appointment. I didn't know what it was. So when we started the meeting earlier on in the evening, and we prayed, you know, just trying to calibrate ourselves to know from how to enter where and in the midst of. So somewhere along the line, I think it was when Brother Emmanuel.
Under the law of the spirit of Christ Jesus. You know when you begin to say that the soul will be telling you, you are joking. You believe what you are saying. It is the word of God that takes a certain something. Not this morning, you are under the law of the spirit of in Christ Jesus. Lord, you have been divorced from the law of sin and death. Oh, sin and death, I divorce myself from that which you are interested in. I divorce from it. I break free from the law of sin and death. Hallelujah. When I have heaven, I say the law of the spirit of life in Christ Jesus has set me free. And therefore, I walk in the liberty of the sons of God. I walk in liberty. Walking liberty, walking liberty, where the Christ has made and free, and free, and free, and free, yes, Lord. We know the word of life tonight. Hallelujah. Then it helps to keep on the journey. Almighty God, hallowed be your name. A creator to thee, God the Lord. Almighty God, hallowed be your name. Thank you. married. Take a partner. Take a partner. I want you to hold someone's hand. Take one person. No, not in circle. Good. Because you are going to pray, you are going to pray for that person. Please, as I pray, lift to the things God will download to you. He said, because what we are doing, what we are about to do is talk to our brother. So we should talk to him. Hallelujah. We are going to unlock the world that is within. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Yes. Please talk to him. Let him stand up. Pray someone. Please, I want you to pray for that person. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Brother, come and pray for me. I'll pray with you. I want you to open your wells for what we call a very good. Please, as we speak, wells will be unlocked. I want you to pray for that person.
Yeah. Thank you. Spirit of doubt. Hallelujah. I when Jesus is going to resurrect Lazarus, you see the protocols of God. The Bible said he cried. He cried. Reverend, take the measure facts of what you think of yesterday. When Bebe was saying that what will come upon us, it will look like surprise things to us. Bebe, believe it. Amen. Believe it that God's trust can live again. Believe it that he can rise again. Believe it that God's trust can rise again. He has never been done. He has never happened before. Even they say, oh Jesus, he has died for some days. Is it possible that Jesus moves? Jesus moves and fulfills the will of the Father. Let your doubt not stop Jesus. Let your doubt not stop Jesus from moving. Let yourself ask from doubt. Let yourself ask from doubt. As we ask the Lord, it's not too late. Nothing is too late before Christ. Nothing is too late before Christ. It is possible that Lazarus can rise. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. You are going to approach the altar of the Spirit of eternity. Hallelujah. The Father said, let me count. Brethren, not so long ago, I learned to speak to my sister. And I'm seeing results in the grace of God. So when I had that dream, I knew that things had started happening. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Luke 13:11. Luke 13:11. Please, I don't know, because I also know. Pray as God leads us. Luke 13:11. Or starting from 10. And he was teaching in one of the synagogues on the Sabbath. And behold, there was a woman which had a spirit of infirmity 18 years. 3 times 6. 3 times 6, 18. 3. Hallelujah. The Hebrew letter in 3 is Gibel. Is a very significant number. You know, 6 is the number of life. He said for 18 years she was held down, spirit of infirmity, and was bound together and would in no wise lift up herself. Hallelujah. And when Jesus saw her, he called her to him and said to her, woman, thou lose from thy infirmity. And he laid his hands on her, and immediately she was made straight. That means bones, flesh began to respond. You know, in Ezekiel 37, we began to get cracks of bones. Bones and flesh coming together. That's what I'm telling you. They began to come together. Hallelujah. Say, Father, I lose. Hallelujah. Thank you, my Father. Hallelujah. She's been sick for a long time. Hallelujah. She was held down by the spirit of infirmity. It's a spirit. And she needed to be loosed from it. Hallelujah. When I check the word, loose, He says, set free, redeem a captive to lose his bonds and beat him back, to give him his party to be part. Listen up, I did not even see this meaning until now. It's a use of divorce to dismiss from the house. Hallelujah. To be divorced. To be divorced from the spirit of infirmity. As you want to begin to pray, as we have learned to go with the flow, no matter what I prepare. When I read the spirit, I saw a paper and I was asking them, what is it? He said it's a bill of divorcement. Tell the brethren that a bill between people and they need to be set loose. Hallelujah. Thank you. That brother said, you better be that away from that thing you're speaking. As I was hearing way, I said, my God, hallelujah. And I began to understand.
Hallelujah.
So when I brother was saying that this weekend, not only will eyes be open, great things that were lost will be restored. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. He said, Lord, thou art loose. Thou art divorced from this infirmity. That's what he said. Onward is the daughter of Abraham. He said, loose. Hallelujah. Let me read that verse again. He said, and just saw that and he called her to him and said unto her, woman, thou art loose. And he laid hands on her. Hallelujah. What is this non-rendition? There's a rendition that said, all this woman that, okay. Verse 16. Hallelujah. Verse, I didn't know. Hallelujah. He said, and all what this woman be a daughter of Abraham, whom Satan had bound, lo, be 18 years, be loosed from this power on the Sabbath day. See Jesus. Hallelujah. Because there was a spirit of accusation that brought, I don't want to preach, I don't want to preach, I don't want to go straight to the morning. Hallelujah. No, let me go. He said, the word loose is a legal expression of law, which often used when someone is released from their legal obligation by a judge. The righteous judge is releasing this woman. 18 years. You can imagine being bound, not walking straight. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Satan, the word Satan means accuser. He accuses the brethren day and night. That word accuser means kakigeru, means an accuser that has a legal ground. You know, if I can't you see, and you will come before God. Hallelujah. He said that accuser is, you know, it's a connotation of that word that we have around here. A connotation of one who brings a lawsuit. He comes and appears before God. You know, you have the opportunity to appear before God from now. Not in the dead heavens. Hallelujah. And that was how that man was bound. And being a daughter of Abraham, Jesus said it was time. Amen. So the spirit of infirmity came upon this woman because of the spiritual power Satan had placed upon her for so long. She could not, the Bible says she could not lift up her head. But when Jesus knew the creative word,
hallelujah.
He said, the word I speak to you, that word, spirit and life. Jesus is the creator. It's the spirit and the life. Hallelujah. In that Ezekiel 37, when God had the ticket, shall this book be? He said, no, that word. He didn't say, I said to him, he said to Ezekiel, that's what the word said. He said, the word is now, what do you do? You speak the word. It's a prophetic action and utterance. You know the way that speaks of my mind. It gets them, all you dry bones, hear ye the word of God. All you sinners, open and not walk, hear ye the word. All you teach you and others, hear ye the word of the Lord. You created to carry out the reason you were created. You will not walk contrary to that which you were created for. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Holy Ghost. Ought not this woman, ought not her to be set loose? Who set her loose for this opinion? Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Holy Ghost. Psalm 27:6 says, and now my head will be lifted up above my enemies. The one was lifted up above my enemies. Hallelujah. And he said, in his tent I will offer sacrifices with joy. I will sing. Yeah, I will sing praise. She was lifted up. You know, when we start singing song like, out of sin and sorrow, into the presence of my Lord. The woman was lifted up. Hallelujah. 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 Brethren, can we rise up?
Amen.
Let's rise up. Sorry, we should stand.
We're going to raise for the one who prays.
Thank you. higher energy to withstand. So you must, as you speak, you must apply them to yourself, to ourselves. We are not yet getting out of our still dealing with the internet. Because those are the principles. That this is the spirit of darkness that has a beginning and has an end also, and can be described.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Yeah, if you're sleeping, don't sleep well. See that the time of meditation does not pass you by. Wildness, yes. Praise the name of the Lord. It's because this is the beginning of this meeting. Praise the name of the Lord. Now understand this. The thing that God is supposed to do this weekend starts now.
Yes.
Praise the name of the Lord. This world, you know, when your spirit is tuned, and it becomes important for all of us to let you tune our spirits. Praise the name of the Lord. When one small scripture passes, your spirit does what now? Grasps it. And then it begins to expand and enlarge within your spirit. In that word, you begin to hear voices from the heavens. Praise the name of the Lord. You can hear beyond the person speaking. Are you understanding what I'm saying? You can hear beyond him. The man may have limited capacity. But you can pick that word, and the word of God is a vehicle. Don't you know that?
Yes.
It's like an aircraft.
Yes.
If you get into the word, my dear, it can carry you into realms and dimensions of illumination, of understanding, and of manifestation. Praise the name. So the Bible of God says, you do not come behind. Put in knowledge. Praise the Lord. You are not lacking in anything. Any spiritual ability. You see this thing, the woman, the one who showed you that, this woman is us. In fact, it is this meeting, this weekend, is this woman. If you practice my business, read this particular story. I say, this woman is me. Praise the name of the Lord. A thing is the very worst that the devil can do. The other time, you can't do more than that.
Amen.
Hope you understand what I'm saying. He says, in those days when it comes to fullness, oh hallelujah,
Amen.
That king of that countenance will rise up. But that time you shall be destroyed without that. It is that same day. But do you know why that synagogue man was angry? When you go back, ask the Lord. Why was the ruler of the synagogue angry? That he wants the small anger. You understand? There was a spirit working in him. He wasn't just a man thing. You understand? The main guy that was battered was Peter. Because the woman, you know what's in front of you? Let's look at the physical aspect. The woman was bent like this. You understand what I mean? She couldn't look up. She, her whole attention, her whole focus, there are people you are trying to get, I want to get into the conference meeting. And they are talking things you do not understand. The excuses and the reasons they are giving don't make any spiritual sense. The only reality is that she is bent over like this. She cannot be parted from. Are you understanding what I'm saying? You see, this is eternity. Have you seen an old woman that is bent like this? Some of them are carrying this thing and they're walking like this. They don't know what's happening in the heaven, so they don't know. It's an infirmity, it's a terrible situation. President, and the man says, she has. I was telling you the word had. I've never said the word had before. That is, you are reading she had and the spirit. You just go and click on the word had. I did. Praise the name of the Lord. Look at what had means. Had means to hold.
You know, when you want to marry, no matter what, you have a word now to hold. It's a marriage. I don't know if you're following me. She had and she held a spirit of eternity. Me, I'm here to this night. When I go back, I start searching the heavens for them. She has. It means to have, to hold in the hand, in the sense of wearing. To have, to hold possession of the mind. This thing was not just another thing, but the mind was married to something. She just felt, this is my loss. You understand the point? Let me leave what now? You know, you are married. You just don't get married with a bad husband, a bad wife. What can I do now? We are married, we are married. Let's manage. Praise the name of the Lord. She be kind. You know, it means maybe fast to hold fast, to have, to comprise, to involve, to regard, to consider, to have, to possess properties. Praise the name of the Lord. And it is used of those joined as anyone by bonds of natural blood, marriage or friendship, duty of love, companionship, and then that. To hold oneself or to find oneself so that and to be in such a condition. Praise the name of the Lord. It seems to adhere to something, to cling to it, to be rudely joined to a person or what now, a thing. So there is a bond. Brethren, that bond must be broken. Praise the name of the Lord. You see, the marriage, and he says she was not a spirit of infirmity. Now look at infirmity. If one of the means is want of strength. A want of what now? Strength. Strength to stand in the spirit. Strength to pray. Strength to say no to what? Ungodliness. Because it's evilness of health, of sickness. Now, the second dimension, there are two things. One is of the body, the other one is of the soul. He says, want of strength and capacity. Requisite. There is a want, a strength, and a capacity requisite to understand the thing. Lack of understanding is an infirmity. Do you understand that? The capacity to understand spiritual things, to understand the word of God, is a form of what? Of infirmity. Are you understanding what I'm saying right now? So as you're praying, you know, shout. Are you getting my point now? As you're praying, shout. You know, you see the capacity to do great and glorious things. Some of us, we need the glory of God in our lives. We need to have testimony there every day. Manifestation, things supernatural, evidence, indication that God is working in your what now? Circumstances. Infirmity restrains the dimensions of operations. Praise the name of the Lord. And three, the ability to restrain corrupt desires. When you cannot say no to ungodliness, it's an infirmity. You cannot restrain corrupt desires. The thing just has power over you. Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. All understand the community of the body. Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. And the Bible says that she was bound together. Let's look at that word, bound together. It means to stoop. Just bend. The joint here cannot lose again. It has not. Your focus is only on the pillow. If that's your interest, you find yourself only interested in natural things. We can pray 3 hours. What do you want to do? We cannot stand. Judgments. It's an infirmity. You are limited. Praise the name of the Lord. And she said she could in no wise lift up. Look at the word lift up. Praise the name of the Lord. There is a physical and there is also a spiritual. It means to raise or lift up oneself. Either the body or what now, or the soul. Praise the name of the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
So eternity affects everyone of us here. Praise the name of the Lord. So we're going to be praying that the Lord would, what did Jesus do to her? He said he laid his hands upon her. Isn't it? First he spoke to her. A woman, you are what now? Loose, you are divorced. The thing that bound you to that thing is what now? Broke. Romans chapter 7. Praise the name of the Lord. You are loose from the law of your husband. Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Yeah. I don't know what it is. But all of us here, you know, they are able to rise in the spirit. Maybe there by the spirit of eternity. Praise the name of the Lord. The ability to put your mind on think of the word of God for 5 minutes without thinking of, you understand what is happening in the market, in the village, Arsenal, Manchester. Do you understand? And all that. For long. The name of the Lord. Well, I went to there. You know, so we pray. As my brother says that God, the Lord help us to pray.
Amen.
We can't even finish that one this night. Praise the name of the Lord. Because we must end by 4. Praise the Lord. We must end by 4. So I guess that this body is just to sensitize our mind.
Just to open it.
To open it up. Because it's a major component of this meeting. Dealing with the spirit of eternity. The mind is infirm. It cannot stand meditating upon the word of God. It cannot even give its spiritual things. You get the word of God, you cannot even understand. When the mind begins to be loose, hallelujah, as the word is coming. Because this word is actually the one that was talking about rays. Rays, rainbow has 7 colors. Do you understand that? It means that as this word is coming, you can pick it in 7 dimensions. Both different shades of the same thing, different levels of nothing. I don't know if you are knowing what I'm saying. Praise the name of the Lord. In the realms of the spirit, things move in waves. As the word of God is coming to you, it's coming in what now? In waves. That's how spirits move. Both good spirit and bad spirit. We move in wavelengths. Yes. Praise the name of the Lord. Are you together? Yes. Oh, hallelujah. See, very soon we'll shift from this thing of Bible we're talking. And then we'll talk into telling things. Are you understanding? We're not living by the Lord. Praise the name of the Lord. But we are not going to. Let me tell you, when you watch TV, spirits enter your body. Do you know that? They enter your soul. These spirits will jump from your eyes. They move in waves, light waves, sound waves, color waves. Have you ever gone to bed before? And you see light flash like this? See light flash like this? Do you understand what's going on there? No, you don't. Are you going to see those lights? They run like this up and down, flashing, green, blue, like this. You think it's a joke? Oh, you don't understand. Praise the name of the Lord. But then, the word of God. The word of God. The word of God. Oh, hallelujah. Yeah. The word of God! Is in dimensions too. As you are getting this thing now, you know what he saw, things happening in the world now, in the spirit. When you see the world is light, that light has 10 forms. Praise the name of the Lord, penetrating your soul. Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. To bring people our mind. Pray until our. You see this verse here. You must obey. Man who stand straight and walk forward now, straight and be steadfast of our feet. Something must happen in your character this night. By the time you leave this place, your appetite for spiritual things will go up 10 times. your capacity to understand, to apprehend, to grasp, even to retain will increase because you are loosed from your infirmity. Praise the name of the Lord. Pray that the Lord will prepare our hearts tonight. Step by word, step. We are going to pray. Little by little, physical infirmity, spiritual, different dimensions of it, and the Spirit brings it. Praise the name of the Lord. This meeting is a continuous meeting. By the time this one is over, we'll carry the next one. And you will be ready until her righteousness goes forth. It will never stop again. Hello, are you with me? Until her righteousness in your life, they really to see it in you. I went somewhere and you know someone called me and said, are you a pastor? Are you a man of God? I thought, I said, that's a really glory has started coming out of you. I said, why did you say so? He said, like ministers, please. Huh? God, I understand. Say, bros. Praise the name of the Lord. But brother, this life is very close. He said, I will be held with glory. Praise the name of the Lord. So as we start this body tonight, prepare your mind for tomorrow morning. Praise the name of the Lord. We will address this until we touch ailments in our body. And this matter of speaking to the body, all of us we should get into it. I speak to my liver. I'm not waiting. I speak to my kidney. I'm not waiting. I speak to my prostate. If you are an African man, start speaking to your prostate. The Lord, are you with me? Speak to your prostate. Don't take your last. Start speaking to it. You see, I have so much signs of prayer. Don't look for the signs. If those are the signs of the health, don't look for them. Do you understand? Speak. The word is 19. Hello, women, cervical cancer, breast cancer. Don't wait for it. Speak. Wake up in the morning. Speak. We have talked so many things so with our mouth. You understand? We call your sister, you ta 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 ta. We call your friend, you ta 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 ta. This same mouth, use it to speak the word. Hello, are you with me? Use it to speak this word. Our lifestyle must change. Speak of this word. Speak to your womb. Speak to your. Common cancer. Don't look for them. Find those places and begin to do one now. Keep speaking. Very soon you will find. But should we say something? I don't know if you've ever heard anything. In the beginning was the word. All things were made by the word. The things went back. All things will be repaired. By what? Are you on a path, my brother?
Have you ever wondered why the dead man will hear the voice? How did Lazarus hear? Did Lazarus
come from? Did the dead hear? Yeah. Brilliant. Well, I don't understand you. Your mind must to move you. Understand? But things you never thought about. The first time, when the animals of the half year, and you know, the person who said that thing, I said that in the present, in the national system, but he has some debts. So he said that thing, he went back, and I began to think about it. When Jesus spoke to Jesus, is it not? By the time they came back, they had and didn't obey. Is it not correct?
Yes.
You know, speak to bones, speak to mountains, speak to rivers, speak to hills. There's nothing for. Hear the word of the Lord.
Go ahead.
Brethren, do you understand? Do you know that? How will this end respond? earth is the permanent dwelling place of man.
Is this the condition that we pray?
No.
But they will keep speaking until Sahara Desert. Rivers flow. You keep speaking until the desert become fruitful places. You keep speaking. Hello? We will rebuild this earth that corruption has destroyed. But we must learn how to use this tongue. Do you understand, brother? This power of life and death in the tongue, we will learn how to use it. Praise the name of the Lord. And so, prayer changes things. This prayer, we are talking, when we are talking and praying, we begin to understand what we are doing. I began to pray for myself. I began to pray for my family. I began to pray for the things, all the mistakes I've made since time immemorial. I said, God, we must recover. Every business I lost because of foolishness, of ignorance, of, I said, you're back. Oh, you understand it now, Paul. You will rebuild your life, we will restructure our life by what now? This thing. You see, when you engage the marriage, the speech of the word, you don't gossip again. Hello, are you with me? If you want it, no more time for it. Because the mouth is built for what now? You build the building of your house. You have time. Not for this. Not for the opportunity. It's the name of the Lord. See, your mouth is engaged. You are being yes. See, this thing there. Is engaged in the work of God.
If not,
get it in 1 weekend, and in 5 minutes, this man can do what now? I was inflating air bed for my own. Do you understand? It is like, it inflated. He opened the valve, and he can pump that thing in 1 hour to pump. Deflate it in what now? 2 minutes. Less than 2 minutes. That what I have worked now has gone out. That's how this is working in the spirit. So get your heart and get your mouth. Please go, brother.
Before he does, I'll just give a scripture. While we carry the body, when we come back. Daniel 7, verse 9 and 10. Just give a scripture, say a line of prayer, and then we close. We'll continue, we'll come back home. Daniel 7, verse 9. He said, I beheld to the throne to a cast down, and the ancient of David's seat, whose color was white as snow, and the hair of his head like pure wool. His throne was like fiery flame, and his wheel as burning fire. A very strange issue that came forth from before him. Thousands ministered unto him, and 10,000 times 10,000 stood before him. The judgment was set, and the books were opened. So he caught that the issue of the spirit of infirmity. We are being privileged to stand before the Ancient of Days according to that which was revealed to the fear in the mighty name of Jesus. We stand both individually and corporately in your very control because of the blood of Jesus and because of the finished work of the cross. We come to receive your righteous judgment over the spirit of infirmity. And the altar of infirmity that we planted for long in many generations. Therefore we ask that the weaknesses be activated. And Lord God, let a righteous prostitution of this evil altar because of the dimensions. And therefore we decree that as we continually engage in the spirit, that the altar of infirmity will not overwhelm us. In the mighty
mighty name of Jesus. And therefore we surrender all to you. Our self-preservation. We surrender because you said in 1 John 2:1, he said, my little children, these things are right unto you, so that you may not sin. He said, if any man sin, we have an advocate, the Father, Jesus Christ, the Son, the righteous. And he is himself is the propitiation for our sins. We thank you because you are our sight, and therefore we know, being our advocate, you are the righteous one. We decree, the Lord, that as we go deeper, we say that the spirit that is behind this vault, and we summon that spirit. Because it's in 1 Corinthians 6:3, say we judge angels. They must appear before God for the righteous judgment to be carried out. Therefore, we ask this morning, as we begin to address it in the spirit, and begin to deal with it, you will hear us. As we bring the ministry of the blood of Jesus as an evidence, as an sign. Therefore, Lord, even as we go back, we repent of every generational transgression, of every sin and iniquity. Hallelujah. Of that which has been spoken in time past, even by the forefather, that has opened the door of the spirit of infirmity. For by virtue of the word was spoken, hallelujah, by attitudes and action, by saying that let God, let those doors be closed in the mighty name of Jesus. So that altars that were raised, covenants that were made, will come to the place of the Lord this weekend. That no more shall be slave to this place. We are appealed by the blood of Jesus. Hallelujah. And I have a voice. The spirit of infirmity has been having so much a loud voice for so long. And therefore, by standing in your courts, any accusation of the enemy will render it null and void and nullified. In the mighty name of Jesus. Therefore, we say that, Lord God, this altar will be destroyed. Whether it's in our soul, in our emotions, mind, and will, we bring the blood of Jesus as an evidence. And therefore, by virtue of that blood, the restraining order, the spreading of this iniquity and sin must cease in the mighty name of Jesus. So that by the time we leave this place this week, the enemy will come and will find nothing in us that answers to the Spirit. Thank you, our Father. Even as we go back, we begin to sleep and begin to engage, that the brethren will be set loose. In the mighty name of Jesus. Thank you for hearing us. For in Jesus' mighty name we pray. You know, the Lord reminded me, I saw some people in a dark room. But what made it interesting, as the war was going on, people were screaming. Courts that were holding people together began to break. And people were screaming. I was happy. What is it? What kind of vision is that? And I began to understand that as the word of God goes forth, life, it brings life. And courts began to break. People were screaming. You know, that time you see something, you need to meditate on it to have understanding. So I began to have understanding that these words that were going forth, chains are being broken. Everyone things that were written are being wiped out. Hallelujah. And you know, information in the DNA structure being replaced with the righteousness of God. So that desire to sin and walk in unrighteousness will be replaced by the desires of the Lord. Father, we thank you. Even as we close, I want you to raise up your hand and thank God for what God has done. You can't believe the energy I'm sending through my body. This Father will thank you. I will give thanks unto the Lord for you.
All the days of our lives, we shall dwell in the house of the Lord.